For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China and Britain have issued a joint declaration on building a global comprehensive strategic partnership for the 21st century. The declaration comes as part of Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Britain, the first one by a Chinese president in a decade. It says the two sides will enhance trade and investment as well as political trust based on equality and mutual respect. The two countries have a strong interest in cooperating on each other's major initiatives, namely China's Belt and Road Initiative and Britain's National Infrastructure Plan and the Northern Powerhouse. They will further discuss a China-UK infrastructure alliance. Hong Kong Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying is urging the region's tourism industry to practice self-discipline. His remarks came after a 54-year-old Chinese mainland tourist was allegedly beaten to death by a gang in Hong Kong on Monday while mediating in a shopping dispute. Two men from the gang were arrested in suspected connection with the magistrate case. The magistrate court rejected bail, and the case will be reviewed again on December 22nd. Police also arrested two women for fighting in a public place. They have been released on bail pending further inquiry. Leung Chun-ying says the incidents have had a negative impact on Hong Kong's reputation on the Chinese mainland. He calls on the industry to have better internal management and uphold self-discipline to maintain Hong Kong's hospitable image. The Chinese government is moving to defend Chinese oil and gas development in the East China Sea. It says the exploration is being done in waters currently not under dispute. The comments have come amid Japanese criticism of Chinese drilling, even though the Japanese government has been on record saying it's taking place in areas where Japan has no claims. The Chinese side, in the meantime, says it's currently communicating with Japan about the time and venue for the next round of high-level maritime consultations. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is also denying reports of a resumption of China-Japan leaders' visits next year. China's homegrown third-generation nuclear reactor design is expected to be used in a Chinese-led and operated nuclear project at Bradwell in southern England. The third-generation reactor design, known as the Hualong 1, will be built by a joint venture of two Chinese nuclear power giants. China General Nuclear Power Group and China National Nuclear Corporation aim to establish a company to reduce competition in exporting Hualong 1 into overseas markets. The president of China National Nuclear Corporation says most distinctive advantage of the Hualong 1 design is its safety under active and passive circumstances. It can activate a series of protective measures when the external power is cut off. The Bank of China London branch is to become the first Chinese protected payment system bank. The bank is expected to start providing PPS services in both the United Kingdom and the United States following the completion of the necessary end-to-end testing. It will also offer post-trade settlement services to LCH ClearNet's existing clearing members in 18 currencies. LCH ClearNet is a global multi-asset clearinghouse serving major exchanges, platforms, and a range of OTC markets. It is majority owned by the London Stock Exchange Group. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin has formally announced that he will seek the post of Speaker of the United States House of Representatives to replace outgoing Speaker John Boehner of Ohio. Ryan had earlier expressed reluctance to run for the post, citing family concerns and the infighting in the Republican conference that led to Boehner stepping down several weeks ago. Ryan has since received a relatively unified vote of support from the various factions of the House Republican conference. Some members of the so-called Freedom Caucus, a conservative Republican group, are, however, still quietly expressing doubts about Ryan. It's unclear at this point when the vote to elect the next speaker will be held in the House. Almost 650,000 small-engine car buyers here in China have enjoyed a 50% tax cut in the first 20 days of October. A total of 2.5 billion yuan, or 400 million U.S. dollars, have been saved. The sales volume of such cars rose more than 20% year-on-year during the period thanks to the latest tax break. The central government announced last month that small-engine car buyers only need to pay a 5% purchase tax from October to the end of next year. China has pledged to develop energy-saving and new energy vehicles in order to promote greener growth and upgrade the automobile industry. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.